Hi, it's Colin Coward from the Colin Coward Podcast. Every goal starts with an assist. As official partners of U.S. soccer, this team is ready to deliver. Sensodyne, dentist-recommended defense of your sensitive teeth. Centrum, fueling your day with science-backed nutrients. Advil, of course, powerful inflammation-fighting pain relief. Voltaren Arthritis Gel, helps penetrate deep, keeps the joints moving, and Tums, ready to counterattack with fast heartburn relief. Learn how Haleon can assist your game day goals at haleonassist.com/Colin.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges.
Through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
All right, Ms. Black, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, Detective. Please state your name, spelling your last name for the record.
Yes, my name is Andrew Sharp, S-H-A-R-P.
Where do you work?
I work for the Jupiter Police Department.
How long have you been there?
I've been at the Jupiter Police Department approximately 17 years.
And what's your title there?
I'm a detective.
How long have you been a detective?
6 years.
What did you do before that?
Before I was a detective, I had various roles throughout the agency. I was a field training officer. I also worked on a special response team. I had various other roles.
Now, what kind of training and experience do you have as a detective?
As a detective, I have several hours in advanced interviews and interrogations. I also have several hours of training in regards to child abuse investigations, as well as just general investigations.
So at the Jupiter Police Department, do you guys have any specific units, or are you just an overall detective?
We have an overall criminal investigations division.
And as part of that, do you also do any continuing education every year?
Yes, we do.
Now, I'm going to turn your attention to January 30th of 2022. Were you working that day?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and in what capacity were you working?
Yes, so I was the on-call detective for the Jupiter Police Department. So I technically wasn't at work, but I was on call for the day.
On that day, did you get assigned a case?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what was that?
That day, I was assigned by our Criminal Investigations Division Sergeant a missing persons case.
How do you typically get assigned a case?
So typically what happens when you're on call for the day, anything that comes in that would involve further investigation, it's assigned to a detective. And if you're the detective that's on call, it's your job to handle those investigations.
Once you got that phone call, where did you respond to?
The first thing I did was I responded to the Jupiter Police Department, and I made contact with the Criminal Investigations Division Sergeant.
And at that time, are you notified about what's been done so far in the investigation?
Yes. I was made apprised of exactly what took place, that a few nights prior, there was a juvenile that was reported missing, and then there was some other circumstances that led the sergeant to assign it to a detective.
Now, what time did you arrive to the police department?
It was that evening, I would say, without referring directly to my report, probably around 6 or 7 p.m.
And after going to the police department, where is your next stop?
The next stop was at the Ferreter residence.
Did you make contact with anyone from the household prior to going to the residence?
Yes, the Criminal Investigations Division Sergeant and I made a call to the mother in the case, Mrs. Ferreter, to make sure that she was present at the house before we went.
Now, when you get to the house, what do you do first?
The first thing we did was we attempted to make contact with anyone at the residence. We knocked on the door and we were greeted by Mrs. Ferreter.
Where did you end up speaking to her?
The entire conversation took place outside of the residence, kind of in the front porch area, right? This is like a brick paver walkway. It was right on that area.
Did you notice anything about how she was acting when you first made contact with her?
Yes. So immediately, I wanted to go inside the residence to make sure.
Overruled as to that question and response. You may continue with your answer, sir. You just can't say what someone said.
Sure.
What you did.
Thank you, Your Honor. So immediately I wanted to go inside the residence because I wanted to make sure, find any evidence of where this individual may be and to make sure that his safety and well-being was taken care of. So I attempted to do so. However, Mrs. Ferreter was apprehensive.
Overruled.
And would not initially allow us inside.
Overruled.
You can finish answering the question.
Thank you. We stood outside probably, I think the entirety of my body camera worn footage was about 52 minutes, and I believe 45 minutes was standing outside of the residence waiting and asking repeatedly to go inside.
Okay. So you said that she was apprehensive about you going inside, right?
That's correct.
And the rest of the time you spent 45 minutes speaking to her outside?
That's correct.
Did you do anything to make her feel more comfortable at that time?
Absolutely. I reassured her over and over that I was not there to investigate her. I was not there for any other reason but the safety and well-being of her son. I said I did not care if there was any kind of other illegal activity going on in the house. I wasn't worried about that. My sole priority was for the missing juvenile.
When you first responded to that house, were you alone?
I was not. I was in the presence of the Criminal Investigation Division Sergeant and Officer Jurek.
Did you eventually go inside the house?
Yes, I did.
Were you the only one that went inside the house?
Yes, I was.
So when you first walk into the house, kind of describe what did you see?
Sure, absolutely. When I first entered the residence, there was a small credenza right alongside the wall there. This credenza, there was an object on it, but that was the only item. Mrs. Ferreter then directed me into a room directly inside the residence. I believe it was to the right. She purported that both of her sons stayed in that room.
Sustained is that the statement? I just refrain from saying what Mrs. Ferreter actually said. You can say what she did, what you observed, but not what she said.
Okay.
So,
thank you, Your Honor.
You indicated that there was a room that you were shown by Ms. Ferreter?
That's correct.
Okay. What did you see in that room?
Inside that room, I only saw objects belonging to a young child. I believe there was a sign that said Pierce in the room. There was also a crib and other objects, leading me to believe that that was the only child that occupied that room.
And you indicated that there was a sign of the name Pierce. Is there a child that the Ferreters have named Pierce?
That there is.
Did you notice anything else about that room?
Inside that room, there was also a small makeshift area that appeared as though there was a blanket and what appeared to be a pillow laying on the floor, but it was there kind of haphazardly. It didn't appear as anyone had slept there. It was just there placed.
Where is the next part of the house that you go to?
After looking in that room, I was directed towards near the Florida room. There was an area with a small desk. Mrs. Ferreter led me to believe that the children would do homework in this area.
Overall.
You can answer.
So there was a small area for homework, it appeared. There were some writings that were told to me that belonged to Ronan.
Sustained us to that.
Without going into what was said, what was on the writing,
no.
or anything like that, what was the next place in the house that you went to?
The next place I went to was the enclosure in question.
Where was that enclosure found?
Inside the garage of the residence.
And when you first went in there, what did you do?
When I first walked, so the enclosure is through the kitchen and into the garage. When I first walked through the kitchen and into the garage, I noticed that the door appeared to have a deadbolt, and there appeared to be a light switch on the exterior of the room outside to the left of that door. I then walked in, and I observed a box spring and a mattress with what appeared to be some sheets, and there was also a small desk, a little bit smaller than this, that appeared to have some children's books on them. So I stood inside the room and I looked around for clues as to, you know, Ronan, where he may have gone, etc.
So I know while you were sitting down, you were motioning kind of like the length of what the witness stand was?
Yes.
Now, how long were you in that room for?
I was in the room less than a minute. I was inside the residence 5 minutes.
Now, after you finished viewing the room, where did you go next?
After I first walked into the room, I recalled that I could see something out of the corner of my eye, but I wasn't sure exactly what it was. So when I walked back out of the room, I asked Mrs. Ferrer if I could go back in the room. She allowed me to go back in, and when I went back in, that was when I saw the Ring camera that was in the corner of the room.
Now, after you saw that Ring camera, what was your next step in the investigation?
The next step, we were directed outside of the residence. I spoke to Mrs. Ferreter for several minutes outside of the residence, and then I directed other units that were working that evening to check in the area of some of the previous things, places that Mrs. Ferreter advised her son may have gone. So I know I checked the skate park. I directed other officers to check other parks and other areas that were within the surrounding area of where the residence was.
Now, I'm going to turn your attention to January 31st of 2022. Were you working that day?
That day I was.
Okay, and again, what was your role that day?
That day I was a detective, and my role was to continue the investigation in regards to the missing juvenile.
Did you become aware that the missing juvenile had been found?
That morning I was made aware that the juvenile was located at the Independence Middle School.
And where did you respond to?
I responded to Independence Middle School.
Subsequent to that, did you meet with the juvenile?
I did.
And where did you meet with him?
So the juvenile, I met with him initially on scene, and then he was brought back to the Jupiter Police Department so I can conduct my initial fact-finding interview with him.
Okay, and you said fact-finding. What is that?
Just an initial interview, just to find out exactly what I'm dealing with, exactly what the facts are. Of the case may be, and find out exactly if there are any allegations of criminal behavior, etc.
How was he acting when you met with him at the police department?
He was very soft-spoken, very timid and shy, and appeared to be withdrawn and was very nervous.
Did you eventually get a statement from him that day?
I did.
Now, turning your attention to February 1st of 2022, again, were you working that day?
I was.
And did you make contact with the siblings in the case?
I did.
Okay, and who are they?
Both, I made contact with both daughters, Nola and Fiona Ferreter. I apologize for misstating her name.
And did you take them anywhere?
Yes, they were brought to the Child Protection Team office in West Palm Beach.
And what is the Child Protection Team office?
The Child Protection Team is an office that's holds forensic interviewers, and they do our forensic interviews for our cases. So a more detailed interview than my initial fact-finding interview that took place.
So both Nola and Fiona were interviewed there?
That's correct.
And subsequent to that, on February 4th of 2022, was Ronan interviewed there as well?
Yes, he was.
Now, after all of these interviews were done, what did you do as part of your investigation?
As part of my investigation, I served a search warrant, and I served and executed a search warrant on Ring, which was the camera that was inside of the room, and I began perusing the surveillance videos that were obtained through that.
So I know you kind of are describing the camera, but what is specifically Ring?
Sure. So Ring.com, I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but Ring is a service that provides video doorbells. They also provide surveillance equipment and other things, and they are a cloud-based storage server. So anytime a video or anything is recorded through their service, it's uploaded and stored on their cloud server.
So you went ahead and executed that warrant for Ring?
That's correct.
And what did you get back from Ring?
Several thousands of videos, surveillance videos.
How many videos would you say there were?
Approximately 21,000.
And did you review each of those videos?
I reviewed a majority of those videos. I reviewed all of the videos in relation to the enclosure in reference to this case.
Okay. So when you say you reviewed the videos to the enclosure, were there other Ring cameras around the house?
That's correct.
Where were they?
There was, I believe, a front door camera, and I believe there was also another camera that captured an area in the backyard.
Besides the Ring search warrant, were there any other search warrants executed?
Yes.
What were those?
On February 8th, we executed a search warrant on the residence.
Your Honor, I'm sorry.
Mark, can you make sure the microphone, the hand mic, is at the podium so they can use it? Just cut it off until they're ready to use it. And first, I want you to restate what you did. You were walking away, and I want to remind all counsel, you are being recorded, so you've got to be close to a mic. I'll even give you the portable mic that you can carry with you. Make sure you have a microphone with you, or you're at the microphones when you're speaking. So restate what you just said, because I didn't hear you, and I doubt it got picked up on recording.
On the record, I was asking, Your Honor, if I could approach defense counsel to show them State Exhibit 1A through C.
1A through T?
C.
C is in Charlie. Okay.
Witness?
You may.
I am now showing the witness what's been marked as State Exhibit 1A through C, if you want to just go over those.
Thank you.
And then look up when you're done with them.
Sure. Okay.
And do you recognize those?
I do.
How do you recognize those?
These were our photos that were taken by my crime scene investigator that I directed to take.
And are they a fair and accurate depiction of what the house looked like on February 8th, 2022, when the search warrant was executed?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would enter into evidence State Exhibit 1A through C.
Any objection?
No objection.
All right, so the court receives and accepts State's Exhibits 1A through C as in Charlie in evidence without objection.
Now, you stated on direct that you had your crime scene investigator take pictures.
That's correct.
Okay. You don't take the pictures yourself?
I do not.
And why not?
I'm not trained in taking photographs forensically, and our crime scene investigators take hours of training in regards to taking photographs, documenting crime scenes, etc.
Your Honor, at this time, permission to publish 1AC.
Granted. Okay, you're not using an Elmo? How are you doing it?
I have them on USB.
Okay, all right, that'll be fine.
I'm hoping it's all over.
You want me to push it? Yes, it needs to be moved up. And right about there, I don't want you to obscure my view of the defense table. Okay. All right, and so members of the jury, if we need to move it closer, I obviously will move it as close as it needs to be for you to be able to see it clearly. But if you're able to see it clearly where it is, that's fine. But if you're not, give me the thumbs up or thumbs down, and we'll move it closer. Okay, good enough. All right, we'll leave it where it is then.
So for the record, I am showing states 1C. What is this a picture of?
That is a picture of the open front door of the Ferreter residence.
And when you were speaking earlier about when you spoke to Ms. Ferreter, is that where you had been standing?
That's correct.
I'm now showing you 1A. And what is this a picture of?
That is a photo of the overall residence of the Ferreters.
Okay, and if we could go to 1B. What is this a picture of?
That is a picture of the exterior door from the garage to the exterior of the residence.
Now, when you first walk into the house, where do you go?
The foyer, it's like an open area that leads, not really a hallway, but there's a small wall, and then to the right, there's a bedroom. So in the first foyer.
Your Honor, at this time, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as, you are. States 2AB.
2A through D or E?
A through B.
B, okay.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 2AB for identification purposes. You can look at it. Do you recognize this?
I do.
And how do you recognize it?
Again, this is a photograph of the foyer of the Ferreter residence, and it was taken at my direction. And is also in the area that I was standing and was brought into that first day.
Is it a fair and accurate depiction of where you had gone on February 8th, 2022 in the residence?
Yes, it doesn't look exactly the same, but it is a fair and accurate depiction of the residence.
Okay, Your Honor, at this time, the state would introduce State's Exhibit 2AB.
Any objection? Any objection?
No.
All right, so court receives and accepts State's Exhibits 2A through B as in Bravo in evidence without objection.
And Your Honor, at this time, may the state publish?
Granted.
And just for the record, it is photos of the entrance of the house. For the record, it is State's Exhibit 2A. What is this?
That is the photo you just showed me of the foyer of the Ferreter residence.
Okay. And you stated that although this was how you saw it on February 8th of 2022, you said it was different.
That's correct.
How was it different?
So on January 30th, the first day that I was there, that credenza did not have those photos placed on it. Neither was that sign with whatever phrase that is. That wasn't present either.
Now publishing States 2B. And what is this a picture of?
That is just another angle of the same foyer.
Now on, when I was asking you questions, you had indicated that there was a bedroom to the right when you first walked in.
That's correct.
Okay. Your Honor, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as States Exhibit 3A through C.
C or D?
C. I'm sorry.
It's my hearing.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been previously marked as State Exhibit 3A through C if you want to look through them and then just look up. Do you recognize those photos?
I do.
How do you recognize them?
Those are photos of the first room, Pierce's room, inside the Ferreter residence that were taken at my direction.
And are these photos accurate depiction of how you saw the room on February 8th, 2022?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would introduce into evidence State's Exhibit 3A through C.
Any objection from the defense? No objection. Court receives and accepts State's Exhibits 3A through C as in Charlie in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
I'm showing you State Exhibit 3A. What is that a picture of?
That is a picture of the youngest Ferreter's room, Pierce's room, inside the Ferreter residence.
And on January 30th, did you see the bed like that?
No, in that room there was no bed. There was only a crib and other items for a small child.
Okay. Turning to State's Exhibit 3C. And is that the crib that you had indicated?
That's correct.
Your Honor, at this time, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 4A through D.
Thank you.
Your Honor, may I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 4A through D. Just go ahead and look at them.
Thank you.
Do you recognize those?
I do.
How do you recognize those?
Those are photographs of the same room, but this time the bed in that bedroom has the sheets removed, and they were photos that I directed our CSI to take.
Are they a fair and accurate depiction of how the room was on February 8th, 2022?
Yes, they are.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would enter into evidence State's Exhibit 4A through D.
Any objection?
No.
Court receives and accepts State's Exhibits 4A through D as in Delta in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
I'm showing you State's Exhibit 4A. What is that a picture of?
That is a photograph of the youngest Ferreter room, which shows a bed without the sheets and a crib, and as well as some small children's toys.
Why were the sheets taken off?
When I observed the bed in that room, I recognized the sheets from these ring videos, and I believe that that bed was the same bed that was previously in the room, or I'm sorry, in the enclosure that was inside the garage. So I directed my CSIs to remove the sheets and to photograph the bed.
Okay. Now publishing State's Exhibit 4B. And what is that?
That is a view of the interior of the room from the exterior.
And now publishing 4C. And what is that?
That's another photo of inside the room of the mattress and box spring.
Now publishing 4D. What is that?
That is a photo of the same room with the dresser for Pierce, as well as the sheets, et cetera, on the floor, and the mattress and box spring, and the crib, as well as some other children's toys.
Did you go to any of the other bedrooms in the house?
I did.
Did you go to any of the other siblings' bedrooms?
I did.
Your Honor, at this time, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State Exhibit 5A through D.
Okay.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 5A through D. Do you recognize those?
I do.
And how do you recognize them?
Those are photos of one of the siblings' rooms that I directed our CSI to take photos of.
And are they a fair and accurate depiction of how the room looked like on February 8th, 2022?
Yes, they are.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would enter into evidence state's exhibit 5A through D.
Any objection? No. Court receives and accepts state's exhibits 5A through D as in Delta in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Publishing 5A. What is this a picture of?
That is a photograph of one of the daughters of the Ferreters' rooms.
And publishing 5B. What is that a picture of?
That is another angle of the same room.
5C. What is that?
That appears to be the closet of the same room.
And 5D.
That's another angle of the same room.
Now, after going into that room, did you go anywhere else?
Yes, I went into the other sibling room.
Okay. Did you at any point go into a bathroom?
Yes, I did.
Your Honor, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 6.
Okay.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 6. Do you recognize this?
Yes, I do.
How do you recognize it?
That is a photograph of the bathroom, of the spare bathroom, inside the Ferreters' residence.
Is it a fair and accurate depiction of how the bathroom looked like on February 8th, 2022?
That it is.
Your Honor, this time the state would enter into evidence State's Exhibit 6.
Any objection?
No.
Court receives and accepts State's Exhibit 6 in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Now, what is this a picture of?
That is the same photo you just showed me, which is the bathroom of the spare bedroom, the spare bathroom inside of the Ferreter residence.
Where was it located in the residence?
I believe it was in between the siblings' rooms.
Your Honor, at this time, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 7A through F. May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 7A through F, if you just want to take a moment to look at it. Do you recognize these photos?
I do.
How do you recognize them?
Those are photos of the other sibling room that I directed my CSI to take.
And are they a fair and accurate depiction of what the room looked like on February 8th, 2022?
That they are.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would enter into evidence State's Exhibit 7A through F.
Any objection? No. Court receives and accepts State's Exhibit A through F as in Frank in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Now publishing State's 7A, what is this, or that's actually 7C. What is this a picture of?
That is a photograph of one of the siblings' beds inside of the Ferreter residence.
Okay, now publishing State's Exhibit 7B, what is that a picture of?
That is another angle of a bedroom inside of the Ferreter residence.
Now, after going to that bedroom, was there anywhere else in the house that you went?
Yes.
Where did you go?
The master bedroom.
Okay. And I know during our direct examination, you indicated that there was a Florida room.
That's correct.
Did you go there also?
That's correct.
Your Honor, at this time, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 8A through B. May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm now showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit A, 8A through B. Do you recognize those?
I do.
How do you recognize them?
Those are photographs of the, of the Florida room that I directed my CSI to take.
Okay. Is it a fair and accurate depiction of what the Florida room looked like on February 8th, 2022?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would enter into evidence State's Exhibit A through 8. A, B.
Any objection?
No.
Court receives and accepts State's Exhibit 8A through B as in Baker in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Now showing you 8A. What is that a picture of?
That is a photograph of the Florida room inside the Ferreter residence.
Now, did you have your CSI tape pictures of the garage?
I did.
Your Honor, I'm showing opposing counsel what has been previously marked as State's Exhibit 9. May I approach the witness?
You may.
I am showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 9. Do you recognize this?
I do.
How do you recognize it?
This is a photograph of the garage from the exterior of the residence with the garage door open that I directed my CSI to take.
Is it a fair and accurate depiction of what the garage looked like on February 8th, 2022?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would introduce into evidence State's Exhibit 9.
Any objection? Court receives and accepts State's Exhibit 9 in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
So you stated this was a photo of the garage?
That's correct.
From the exterior?
That's correct.
Okay, and where is that enclosure that you had been speaking about?
If you are looking at that photograph, behind the tan shelves, behind those green boxes, you'll see a white wall. Those two white walls that you see there, those are some of the walls of the enclosure.
Now, did your CSI take pictures of inside of the garage?
Yes, she did.
Your Honor, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 10A through D.
Okay.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 10A through D, if you just want to look through them. Do you recognize them?
I do.
And what are these?
These are photographs of the interior of the garage that I directed my CSI to take, which included photographs of an orange Home Depot bucket.
And are they a fair and accurate depiction of what the inside of the garage looked like on February 8th, 2022?
That they are.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would enter into evidence State's Exhibit 10A through D.
Any objection?
No.
Court receives and accepts State's Exhibit 10A through D as in Delta in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Now publishing State's Exhibit 10A. What is this a picture of?
That is a photograph of the orange Home Depot bucket the victim had to use to urinate and defecate in.
Okay, and how do you know that?
That meets the depiction of the Home Depot bucket that was shown inside of the surveillance videos, as well as what was told to me by the victim.
Now, publishing 10B. What is this a picture of?
That is another angle of the interior of the garage that shows to the door which leads to the exterior of the residence with the enclosure there in view on the right of that photograph.
Okay. Now going to 10C. What is this a picture of?
That is a photograph of the shelving units that were inside the garage. As you can see on one of the lower shelving units, that's where the Home Depot bucket was placed when we arrived there on February 8th.
Your Honor, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 11A through E.
Okay.
May I approach the witness?
You may.
I am showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 11A through E. Do you recognize those photos?
I do.
How do you recognize them?
Those are photos of the exterior of the enclosure I directed my CSI to take.
And are they a fair and accurate depiction of what the outside of the enclosure looked like on February 8th, 2022?
That they are.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would enter into evidence State's Exhibit 11A through E.
Any objection? No. Court receives and accepts State's Exhibits 11A through E as an epsilon in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Publishing States 11A, what is that a picture of?
That is a picture of the exterior of the enclosure inside the garage of the Ferreter residence.
And what about for 11B?
That is another photograph of a different angle of the enclosure.
Now if we can go to 11E.
That's 11C.
What 11D, what is that a picture of?
That is a photograph of myself holding up the letter C to indicate that that was room C for the search warrant. And that is a photograph of the exterior of the enclosure inside the Ferreter garage with the door to the enclosure leaning up against the enclosure.
You also indicated that photos of the room were taken or
that's
the enclosure.
Correct. That's correct.
Your Honor, at this time, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been marked as State's Exhibit 12A through C. Permission to approach the witness?
Granted.
I'm showing you what's been marked State's Exhibit 12A through C. Do you recognize those photos?
I do.
How do you recognize them?
Those are photos of the interior of the enclosure that I directed our CSI to take.
Are they a fair and accurate depiction of what the interior of the structure looked like on February 8th, 2022?
That they are.
Your Honor, at this time, the state would introduce into evidence State's Exhibit 12A through C.
Any objection?
No.
Court receives and accepts State's Exhibit 12A through C as in Charlie in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Now, publishing 12A. What is that a picture of?
That is a photo of the interior of the enclosure.
And at that point, there was nothing in it.
That's correct. The only item that was in it was that window air conditioner.
Now, on January 30th of 2022, when you first responded to the house, what was inside that enclosure?
Inside that enclosure on that day was a desk about the size of this witness stand, as well as the box spring and mattress.
And when you're referring to the box spring and mattress, is that the same one that was in Pierce's room in the photos?
That's correct.
Overruled.
How did you know that it was the same box spring?
I reviewed the Ring surveillance photos. In some of the Ring surveillance photos, Ronan did not have any sheets on the bed. As you could see in the previous photos that were brought by State, you could see a very pronounced tag that was on the mattress. That tag is the same tag that I saw on the 8th. That was the same tag that I saw in several of the Ring surveillance videos. So with those, I believe that that mattress is the same mattress that was inside of that room.
Now, publishing State's 11B. What is that a picture of?
That is another angle of that same interior enclosure.
And 11C, or 12C, I apologize.
That is another angle of the interior of the enclosure. This time you can highlight there the door of that enclosure is off and laying against the wall.
On January 30th of 2022, when you first went to the residence, was the door like that?
The door was not like that. The door was on the door frame. hinged and utilized appropriately with the exterior deadbolt lock on the outside?
Your Honor, I'm approaching opposing counsel showing them State's Exhibit 13A through C. May I approach the witness?
You may.
I'm showing you what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 13A through C, if you want to go through those. Do you recognize those photos?
I do.
How do you recognize them?
Those are photos of the door of the enclosure that were taken at my direction by the CSI.
And is it a fair and accurate depiction of what the door looked like on February 8th, 2022?
It is.
Your Honor, at this time, the State would enter into evidence State's Exhibit 13A through C.
Any objection? No. Court receives and accepts State's Exhibits 13A through C as in Charlie in evidence without objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted.
Now publishing 13A, what is this a picture of?
That is a photograph of the exterior of the door highlighting the deadbolt, which was on the exterior of the enclosure, as well as the regular door knob lock, which is also on the exterior of the room.
What is a deadbolt?
A deadbolt is a locking device that everyone here has at their residence to secure from anyone entering or exiting an enclosure or room.
And that lock was only on the outside of the door, right?
That's correct.
What about on the inside of the door?
On the inside was only the spot where you'd have to put a key, so there was no way for, if that door was locked, for anyone on the inside to exit.
What about the lights? Did you notice any lights in the enclosure?
Yes.
And what about the light switch?
The light switch was also on the exterior of the room. It was to the left of the door in this photograph.
1 minute, Your Honor.
Granted.
Now, you stated that you had gotten that search warrant from Ring, correct?
That's correct.
And you were able to access all about 21,000 videos?
That's correct.
Okay. And you said that you had reviewed those videos before?
That's correct.
Your Honor, I'm showing opposing counsel what's been previously marked as State's Exhibit 14. This is just the first two. I need to add on to it. The first two. May I approach the witness?
I'm sorry?
May I approach the witness?
You may.
I know it's hard because it's a USB, but I'm showing you State's Exhibit 14. Did you have a chance to review the Ring videos on that USB?
I did.
Okay. And are they a fair and accurate depiction of when you made contact at the Ferreter house on January 30th of 2022?
Yes, they are.
And these were obtained through the Ring search warrant, correct?
That's correct.
Your Honor, at this time, the State would enter into evidence State's Exhibit 14.
Any objection?
These are the first two at the door.
Your Honor, may we approach?
You can approach. I apologize for that technical issue there.
And just for the record, is State's Exhibit 14 entered into evidence?
Yes, Exhibit 14 is entered into evidence over objection.
Permission to publish?
Granted. And let me just be clear on that ruling, Ms. Black. Over objection as to the first two videos on Exhibit 14, without objection as to the third video.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Okay.
Can we mark them as sub 1, sub 2, sub 3?
Why don't we mark them by reference to the file number there, because that's what it's going to show up on the thumb drive. So which one is the video 3?
So video 3 is 16436001550000.
All right, so that's the one that's admitted in evidence without objection. The other two videos on that thumb driver admitted in evidence over objection. So I think that's clear for the record.
Now the state will be publishing the one ending in 107000. Now, what do you see in that video?
Objection. Overruled.
Judge, court recording can't hear defense.
Do we have another?
Yeah, I said objection.
Yeah, we're going to bring you a mic, Mr. Waeed, so you can have the assistance of the technology here. I mean, as much as this room is mic'd up, it's a big room, and if you aren't close to a mic, you don't get recorded. That's why I'm kind of anal about it. All right, go ahead, Ms. Black.
Your Honor, could we just replay that?
Yep, go ahead.
Publish the first video.
Granted.
Now publishing the exhibit ending in 29900.
Is this the third one?
It's still the second one.
Still the second one.
Now publishing the last one ending in 55000.
Okay, Mark, can you make sure the volume is muted or turned completely down?
She's
okay, all right, good. We're good to go then.
So without going into what was said, what are you doing in this video?
In that video, Mrs. Ferder was directing me to the books that were placed on top of that desk. She advised that, I'm sorry, there was books that were on top of the desk. I was looking for other writings or anything that could have been from the victim to help me try to find out where he may be, et cetera.
And now what just happened?
Again, I stated I thought I saw a camera in the corner, but I said to myself, is that really a camera in the corner? So if you see it, I come back in and verify that, yes, there is a camera inside of the structure.
Your Honor, I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Wade, you doing the cross?
I am.
All right, you may proceed. And you may proceed at your convenience.
Detective, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You had said that you had a myriad of roles in your journey with JPD, correct?
That's correct.
Including just, you know, regular arrests of crimes that happen on the street, correct?
That's correct.
That would include arrests of juveniles, correct?
That's correct.
And what happens when a juvenile is arrested in Jupiter?
Sustained. Well, approach. Let me hear your argument on this, Mr. Wade.
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage. Florida versus Timothy Thurriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a back seat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.